What was her name?
Jesus Lopez.
Jesus?
Jesse Lopez.
Oh, that's a woman's name besides the man. I know Jesus and Jesus. It's spelled the same.
The same, and they call her the same.
All right. She was living in Colorado.
Yes.
And then when your father died, they brought his mother from Colorado.
Here.
Mm-hmm. In 23.
It was 1920 when she came here.
Oh, she came here in 1920.
And she stayed.
Where did she live?
Right there with us in the ranch.
On the ranch?
Mm-hmm. That's where she was there.
You had a lot of people in that house.
Yeah. Well, it was the house where my father died. She stayed in the back. And there was another little room there. And she stayed there. Because she was so long, everybody died. Just my father. Then my father died, and she was not, nobody was nothing. Mm-hmm. She was all by herself. But she had houses in Mexico, and she went to there, and that's where she died.
In Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Did all your brothers sleep in one bed? Or
no,
both beds?
I had different beds.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Dixie had made wooden beds. All over. Everything was beds.
Yeah.
Because I guess nobody was used to sleeping together, so mm-hmm. everybody had a little. Bed.
In one room?
Mm-hmm. It's all side, and that side, and that side, and here, and there. But everybody had a bed for themselves.
And then did you sleep with your brothers or in another room?
With my mother.
With your mother?
My mother's little room that was bed in the back. I always slept with my mother until I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Petra, I'm...
And if I was
Mrs. Bixby, yeah.
If I walked there, I knew that she didn't know anybody. But I could swear that she knew me, because when I got close to her, she would. Mm-hmm. You see, I think she knew me then.
I'm sure she did.
Because she would like this, and I stood in front of her. And she looked at me and looked at me, and then the nurse said, "Well, she never did that before." But I guess that she's getting better. But then she turned and she didn't see me anymore. But as soon as I got there, she went like this.
Oh, boy.
I guess she knew me then. Or just like this, I guess. Because then she turned around and she went like this. And I knew that she never did that before, but she's getting better.
Mm.
She felt like crying and everything because she tried so bad. Like this. So she went with her hand like this.
You cried afterwards?
Yeah, not in front of her.
See, I don't want to make you cry.
No.
I mean, if you see my mother, you remember her as this beautiful young girl. I don't want to make you cry.
No, I don't think I can cry anymore. I'm getting used to being everybody, my husband.
Would you like to see her?
Sure, I'd be glad to see her again. I can see her. She was the one that looked like your father, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Your
my grandfather. Yeah.
So
tall. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will let you know when I can come down and get you and bring you up there for lunch. Maybe we'll make a day of it like that.
Sure.
Bring you there for lunch. And
I don't think that I'm also going to die. I have diabetes.
You have diabetes?
Mm-hmm. So I got it.
Like Joe, my
yeah.
gosh.
My husband had it too, and my sister-in-law, we all got it here. And
what kind of a diet do you have to be on?
Nothing but grease.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
No, and now, if something is a matter of meat, my blood or something else, mm-hmm. that I can't eat any salads. What
no
can
salad.
I eat then?
What's
the use of living without eating?
Oh.
It doesn't make me sick.
What do you eat now?
Oh, I like rice or mm-hmm. soup.
Soup.
And I used to live in salad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What about fish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cooked fish.
It has to be nothing with grease.
Nothing with grease.
So when everybody asks me like this to go eat, I say, oh, no, I better stay. Because everybody wants to eat, and I just said, no, I can't eat this, I can't. And sometimes I don't mm-hmm. say anything, I eat it.
Uh-huh.
Then I get paid for it.
Well, now then you can have, because I really want to know, because my mother has a very good cook and she could prepare a nice lunch. You don't eat
just like fish and cottage cheese.
Fish, cottage cheese,
rice,
fresh fruit or cooked fruit?
Cooked fruit. cooked fruit.
Cooked fruit, stewed fruit.
I have teeth.
Teeth?
My teeth. I have
teeth.
In a cup in the air. If I go out, I can wear them. But if I'm talking or if I get in the house, I can't stand
them. Oh, don't wear them out. I mean, not when you come up there. Be comfortable.
Yes,
be yourself.
They're still there in the bed.
I mean, don't wear them if you go up to see Mother. You'll just be uncomfortable.
Yes, that's right. As soon as I get something on
What about sweet, like custard? Can you eat custard and rice, cottage cheese?
Not very much of it.
Little cooked vegetables, cooked fruits.
I have to go to the doctor because I'm supposed to have pills for diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, when I get two of them, I just ask the druggist to send me more. So this time he said no, and the doctor said next time you have to go. So now I just took a day, I take the blood of my arm and see how much I got. And I'm afraid if I have more, if it's higher, the sugar higher in my blood, I'm going to have to get shot. And then I'm supposed to give them myself. You think I'm going to give me a shot?
Okay.
But I'm still on pills. But he told me to take 4 pills a day. But I can't. I just take 2. If I take 4, I get so... And I can't see her. And I take 2 and I feel all right.
Mm-hmm. Your body knows best.
Mm-hmm. So I'm taking 4.
Do you have a good doctor?
Yes, I have.
Yes, and does Medicare take care of this?
Oh, yes. I couldn't afford to buy. My cousin has no Medicare, and she always cooks some kind of wheat, some kind of herbs, because she can't afford the Medicare.
Yeah.
But I have Medicare. Those bills are pretty thin. But I had this size operation and this size, and I didn't have to pay nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to go for this other one. And he says he's going to put me an implant. I don't know what that is or what. Teacher, nobody else taking care of me. Everybody played just fine.
Well, I was going to ask you if you and your brothers ever fought when you were little.
No, because I was the oldest. One time.
Well, did they fight?
Oh, yes, they did. I remember. Not very bad, but they said, "This is mine and that's not yours," or "I'm going and you're not," or something like that. But I remember one day, I was coming from the ranch, it was dark, and Lino and Daisy were playing in the kitchen. And Lino was saying bad words, and I always didn't want those things. So we had the wood stove, and there was a lot of fire in there. So I went and got a big spoon. I said, "Now, I tell you not to say those words. Now open your mouth." He thought I was going to put the fire inside. He was so scared. But I wasn't. How can I do it? But I was just scared. If I use soap and didn't help, well, maybe the fire will. From that day, I never hear him say a thing like that. Now he tells me, he's a big boy now, he tells me that he thought that I really was going to put it on his mouth. So, well, I asked him not to say, talk that way. We're not supposed to talk that way. I have to go back to the stove and see what I'm cooking. I'm getting like this.
I do that, too.
Excuse me.